The Berkshire International Film Festival's 12th annual edition opens June 1st, and on June 3rd, they will be giving their Honor of Achievement in Film to Christopher Plummer, the Academy Award-winning actor who is in a beautiful new film called The Exception. All of this takes place Saturday, June 3rd, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Christopher Plummer back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being on the program. A delight to speak with you.
I don't have to say anything. You did it all. That's great.
The last time we spoke was when your beautiful memoir was out. We had a lovely conversation about that. And I think I asked you at that time, and I'm curious still, when you look at a movie like this of The Exception, what do you look for now in a role that is fun for you to play and something that you feel is challenging to you?
I always want to be different. I want the next role to be completely different. And if it's about a real person that existed in history, like the Kaiser in this film, then that fascinates me because I can research, which I always find very interesting, and try to look as closely resembling the creature as possible. So those are things I look for. And I also, of course, my time is full of independence, but independent films, as hard as they are to get going, are really the best written films on the screen. And I always look for a good writer who can tell a tale, not just somebody who writes a film all about explosions and dragons and mountains and falling on people. So it's a tougher road, but it's a more interesting one, a fascinating one. And they usually end up at the awards, the Academy Awards. And so that's heartening. And I spent 10 years on this movie trying to get it going with various people who had the rights to the book and several adaptations onto the screen, all of which were too talky. And finally, we got Simon Burke, who lives in Rome. He's an Englishman. He's a wonderful writer. And he transformed this into a motion picture, a really nice little motion picture.
You had wanted to play the Kaiser. What was it about playing that role that was something that appealed to you?
Oh, well, of course, he was pretty theatrical, you know, the Kaiser. He was not a popular man, let's put it that way. And he largely was responsible, unwittingly, because he wasn't the most brilliant man in the world, for the First Great War. It was he who charged against Austria after the assassination of Franz Ferdinand and caused the whole schmear to happen. But that always fascinated me. And particularly at the end of his life, when he was exiled to Holland, which, of course, is when our film takes place. And there's nothing about him, absolutely nothing. And I tried to research. I tried to get recordings of his voice. There was very little of that. And so I was left to my own imagination once I got my uniform on and tried to look like him, which I think I'm pretty close.
Yes, it is striking.
But at the end of his life, he must have mellowed. And I think the script, you know, brings that to light so that there's a contrast. And I think I love the way Simon contrasted the moods of the Kaiser. And I love the cast, and I particularly was in great admiration for David Laveau, who has spent an extraordinary life of success in the theater. But this was his first film. And, I mean, it looks like an old veteran's been at it. Just wonderful.
It is The Exception, and it's a real thriller of a film, too.
Yes, it's good stuff. So, I mean, it's part fiction and part story and part nonfiction. So you get everything in there. I mean, Churchill was after him to go to England and be exiled there, and Germany was after him to become a kind of paper monarch. and nothing ever happened. He just died there. That was true.
And as the film shows, I mean, he knew he was not accepted. He knew that he was the cause of all of this ghastliness.
Really, yes, it's sort of. And I also played him that way. I don't know. You know, he may have thought everybody was rubbish. And he might have still been that very arrogant younger monarch. But to give the film color, I think, oh, but he must have matured. I mean, everybody does. He must have mellowed. So I played him that way.
Well, there's a bit of King Lear in there, isn't there?
Yes, very much. Yeah, he is a very Lear-like creature, yes. Yes, very much so.
When you get your hands on a role like that, I know you filmed in Belgium, you were there for a month. What is that process like where you just get to immerse yourself? I mean, is that the real fun of a role like this?
Oh, yes. And also, it was wittily written. I mean, the man had a sort of ghastly kind of devastating sense of humor. It was a very colorful character, and I loved playing the theatrics of him and then underplaying the latter part of his life. You saw him have the royal temper.
Mm.
And that had to be done so that you could tell him what he must have been like as a young man. And then he sort of quietly goes away. I love Lily James, and I think she's absolutely terrific in this movie, and Jai Courtney is awfully good, I think, and the accent he uses is so real, and he's, you know, he's an Aussie, and all the Australian actors that I've known are marvelous with being able to get different voices accurately. I thought he was good, and of course, I'm absolutely mad about Janet McTeer, whom I admire. I think she's one of the really great actresses of our time in our language.
I'm struck by something that you said earlier about working so long to get this film made. And I guess this highlights nothing more than my naivete in such matters. But I can't imagine Christopher Plummer coming in and saying, I want to do this movie and look at what I can do, and that being a tough sell.
Well, it wasn't a tough sell in that respect. It was the different writers that we got on the job, and it's partly our fault and our responsibility.
Mm.
Whoever was at present producing the thing, we would get a writer in, and some of them are very good writers, but it never worked. It was too talky. You had too many visitations. You had not only had Himmler coming to the house, you had Hess coming to the house. I mean, you might as well have asked the whole Nazi party to come for the weekend. And so we had to reject it. So it was partly us that kept delaying it until Simon Burr finally made a motion picture out of it. It was the first draft of his, and that was the one we used. He never made a second draft. Sensational screenwriter.
Do you enjoy this process of going to the various film festivals and talking about the work that you've done?
You know, it's tough to talk about the work that you've done. It, you know, it's sort of selling yourself. I always feel that we've done our job. Shut up and go on to the next one. But I love some of the festivals very much, and I love Berkshire because I know I've been going to see music at Tanglewood most of my life. I love that place, so that made it more attractive for me to go there. Sometimes I don't go miles away. I don't like flying anymore anyway, so I'm not going to jump on a plane and go to Singapore or something for two nights. But I will go to the top festivals here, Toronto and New York, and the ones out on the West Coast, of course.
When you look at your career, obviously they're going to be honoring you on June 3rd and talking about your body of work. What are you proud of? As a working actor and someone who has maintained such a presence on screen and stage, I'm curious as to what you are personally proud of.
One is never proud of it sounds so complacent.
Is that true?
I'm proud to have been in things. I'm not necessarily proud of myself, because there's always room for improvement, thank mm-hmm. you very much. And I sit there looking at myself on the screen, and I go, oh, my God, why did I do that? I mean, the audience doesn't know, but I do, and it's terrible sometimes, it's very painful. But I'm proud of some of the stuff I did in the theater, because, of course, that's where all the great parts are written for, the stage. You know, I played every great part that I think known to man, almost. I don't know that I can do that so much anymore, because the long runs are a bit tiring. But I do my one-man show, and I do stuff with the orchestra, like I did in the Berkshires in Tanglewood. I did Midsummer Night's Dream with Sir Neville Mariner,
right, and
the Boston Pops or Symphony. I can't remember if it was the Boston Symphony that played there or the Pops.
Well, probably the Symphony, if it was Neville Mariner. Yeah.
And we worked on a presentation of Midsummer Night's Dream together, and that was fun. So I do that occasionally, and so it keeps me on the stage. And I think it's very important, because it's important for your memory. It's a wonderful exercise for your memory, so you don't start losing it at my great age.
And at 87, there's, as you say, you've had every great part, and you can be proud of that too, of having had the opportunity to play these great roles.
Yes, and also on the English stage, you know, too, with the Royal Shakespeare Company and the National Theatre. I played both those, playing great parts, and the one up in Canada. And New York, so we took Lear to New York. I've done Caesar and Cleopatra everywhere. No, mm-hmm. it's just great. I'm thrilled, because I have enormous fun. Even playing, you know, Richard III or all the evil guys in the world, I have enormous fun doing what I do.
It seems to me that there nothing could be just, especially with your great skill of doing Shakespeare. Is that true? That is really sort of the ultimate of having that fun and playing as you...
And the restoration of Christopher Marlowe and all the great sort of Elizabethan writers, and even the restoration writers, Richard. There's nothing to compare with them. It's just extraordinary how modern they are, the really great ones. The ones that I think he did write, Shakespeare. I think the great five plays of the canon, I'm sure, were written by Shakespeare. You can tell it's a different style from some of his more, not mediocre, but middle of the ground plays. The great ones are so simply written, and that's why I think you can tell it's that guy who's writing those. The other guy might be the Earl of Oxford or something. I don't know. He's writing the B movies.
There's great debate over that, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah, it's so silly, but it's interesting.
Christopher Plummer will be honored Saturday, June 3rd by the Berkshire International Film Festival. There will be a tribute, and he will be in conversation along with a showing of the new film, The Exception. Again, it takes place Saturday, June 3rd. You can find out more information by going to BIFMA, B-I-F-F-M-A, BIFMA.org. Christopher Plummer, it is a great pleasure to have you on the program, and an honor, and I thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Again, Christopher Plummer will be at the Berkshire International Film Festival June 3rd, Saturday night. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.